Good morning. It's 8:16 and you're listening to Raven Radio KCAW Sitka. Coming up is our morning interview. Tlingit artist and filmmaker Mary Goddard wrapped up 3 months of eating only native Alaska foods over this past weekend. Her 90-day journey culminated in a community potluck on Saturday. KCAW's Hope McKinney sat down with Goddard to talk about her experience and what she hopes Sitkans will take away from the challenge.
Well, to start, tell me just a little bit about who you are, where you come from.
My name is Mary Goddard, and a lot of people know me through my business, Alaska Mary. You know, I grew up in Yakutat, but I live here in Sitka. I'm Tlingit. I am from the Eagle Moiti and from the Brown Bear House and the Drum House out of Klukwan.
And how long have you been here in Sitka for?
So I have been in Sitka for about 15 years. I have two different businesses, Alaska Mary LLC, which is my Alaska Native design company, and I have Midnight Run LLC, which is a local video production company.
And for those who haven't been following your journey for the past 90 days, tell me a little bit about it, what you were doing.
Yeah, so the journey that I've been on for the last 90 days, I titled it 90 Day Native, and it is a challenge in which I was eating only what I can fish, forage, or hunt for, or what others can fish, forage, or hunt for here in Alaska, and eating that way consecutively and strictly for 90 days straight. And when I say strictly, I really mean, you know, no additives, nothing like sugar, no flours, no alcohol, no coffee, no spices, unless those spices were, you know, taken directly from the land here.
And as part of that, it sounds like you fished, foraged, hunted yourself, and it also seemed like the community was involved. Can you tell me a bit about the community involvement in this project?
Yeah, you know, it was a tough decision to decide if I wanted to put this challenge out there in the public eye. And once I made that decision, I was really pleasantly pleased with the response. People had an amazing positive response to this challenge and this idea. And the community really got involved in ways that I guess I didn't expect. I didn't expect people really wanting to like pitch in and help and share information. And, you know, I had people gifting me mushrooms or moose meat or venison and seaweed. So it was pretty amazing. And then, you know, on top of that, I had three mentors that I initially started this challenge with. And they were such good cheerleaders throughout the whole thing. And so that was Steve Johnson, who lives here in Sitka and owns Tradish Fish. And then my other mentor is Rob Kaneen. He's also known as the Tlingit Chef. And the third mentor is Naomi Michelson. And she is a plant expert and teaches about plant medicines and like the social and emotional benefits of plants. So there was a lot of community involvement, and that was really exciting and uplifting to me.
And so what inspired this journey? What inspired you to eat just local foods for 90 days?
My gosh, that's the big question, right? So many different things inspired me to do this. You know, first, the love that I have for our indigenous foods and the curiosity I have about the plants, about, you know, what did our ancestors truly live off, and knowing that they thrived. You know, they didn't just live, but they thrived. I knew that there had to be amazing benefits to living this lifestyle. And so I think that's the biggest reason. But this project really gave me the opportunity to tie together a lot of my loves and my passion, which is the filming, the foraging, the cooking, and then, of course, community. And so I just thought it was a nice way to bring this all together. And, you know, and I can't take credit for all this myself as far as the project idea. You know, my business partner, Dave Fedorsky, who's also known as Starling Birch, we brainstormed and tried to figure out, like, how do we present indigenous foods and culture in a way that is exciting to people, or in a way that people would, I don't want to say get on board, but maybe, I guess, be excited and get involved with it. And so that was one way. It was one idea. And lucky for us, it seemed to work.
And so we spoke really early on. I think you were about 3 weeks into the journey.
Yes.
Now you're 3 months into the journey or post-journey. Mm-hmm. What were some of the most difficult and some of the easiest parts of it?
Yeah, so I think the most difficult part of this challenge, you know, I've been reflecting on that a lot. I would say making the decision to do it, because I knew once I made that decision, then I was committed and I was going to be all in. You know, I just remember having conversations not only with my husband, but also my business partner, and separate conversations of like, can I do this? Should I do this? Is the right thing? Is it the right timing? And that was definitely the hardest part of this whole challenge. And of course, there's other struggles. Like as you go in it, you know, you're having to exercise some willpower to not eat whatever's in front of you and grab that quick and convenient snack. Because when you live this lifestyle, unfortunately, there's nothing that's just convenient about it. There's other words to describe it, which is, you know, like beautiful and exciting and energizing. But convenience, definitely not one of them.
And did you have some favorite recipes or things that you ate throughout this journey?
Absolutely. You know, I have to say salmon, you know, because I wasn't sure if I'd get tired of salmon. But, you know, I'm on the second day of being off the diet and I'm still eating salmon for breakfast. I absolutely love it. It's just my favorite. But also a big surprise was the sourdough. And even now I'm like, ooh, do I want to tell people about sourdough because it's my favorite and I want to protect my patches. but everything from, you know, the leaves to the seeds were really just such a nice surprise of this diet. And so I do have a lot of favorites. As far as when we talk about recipes, I think my favorite times were when my husband cooked for me, because that gave me a break, but also he has a background in being a chef. Mm-hmm. And then also being on the Alaska Dream Cruises, where I had Chef Daniel and some of their other chefs prepare some amazing dishes for me. And one of the things that rose to the top was the Agu duck, which is, you know, also known as like Eskimo ice cream. It was one I was most intimidated to try because the thought of mixing fat and berries together and freezing it just didn't sound very appealing. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, that was pretty amazing. And that's something I'll continue to eat throughout, you know, challenge or not.
I saw you also, I think, have been going to get your labs tested throughout this journey. Can you tell me about some of the results from eating this way for 3 months?
Absolutely. You know, first, a big shout out to Search, who was really excited about this project and wanted to be involved with it. And so I just want to say thank you to them, as well as to the doctors who were totally on board with making sure I stayed safe and making sure if this was something I wanted to do, that they would support me throughout this. And so I've been meeting with a primary doctor as well as with a nutritionist throughout this whole challenge and, you know, doing lab work. The lab work just showed that, you know, in the beginning I was already at a pretty healthy weight. I was had pretty healthy cholesterol, but throughout this challenge, those numbers got better. There was some labs that tended to be like a downward trend a little bit. And it was hard to really gauge because like there was a couple of times like where my red and white blood cell count went down. But that could have been fighting an infection and just not knowing about it, or like a cold or a virus. And then they really want to look at my electrolytes and make sure everything stayed well. My B vitamins. I'm trying to think of the one vitamin that the labs kind of went down in, and that's really the vitamin that you would get from eating like grains and pastas and breads, which clearly I'm not getting on this diet.
And so what were some of your biggest takeaways, or what did you learn? I know you're probably still processing, but tell me so far what you've come to.
Yeah, really good point. You know, I am still really processing. It's been so busy throughout this whole challenge that I didn't get a whole lot of time to process. And, you know, I think as I was laying in bed this morning, beginning to process the challenge, the thing that came to my mind was, I can do hard things. If I can do this, anybody can do this. Thirdly, I thought, wow, I really don't need as many carbs as I thought I needed. And, you know, throughout this challenge, what you are putting in your body and also how you're living this lifestyle of eating off the land it's not only good for your physical health, but it's really good for your emotional, spiritual, and mental health. And I just thought that was really interesting, because going into the challenge, talking with the providers at Search, that was a, and the marketing department, we talked about, like, what would your mental health look like after doing this and throughout the challenge? And I have to say, it was pretty steady, amazing results as far as being outside, all the fresh air. I think that really contributed to a good mental state as well.
So you wrapped this up on, was Saturday your last day?
Yes, Saturday was my last day. We ended it with a community potluck. I wanted the community there with me because they were so much a part of it as far as cheering me on throughout this challenge, mm-hmm. contributing food, contributing thoughts and ideas, and any information people had. And so I just wanted to celebrate with them, and it was great. Yeah, Saturday was the last day.
And do you think you're going to continue this or incorporate it into your life moving forward?
Absolutely. You know, I like the idea of incorporating some other things back. Like, let me tell you, that cup of coffee yesterday and today has made me so happy. I do realize I don't need to take some of these for granted and overindulge in them. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, kind of less is more. I'm super thrilled to continue on with this lifestyle, but also I have an interest in teaching, sharing the information, and really learning more about what our ancestors did as far as food processing and what else they knew about our food.
Mm-hmm. And last time we spoke, we talked about kind of the impact or influence you were hoping to have potentially on your son and others in the community.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? What is your role in inspiring or teaching others about this way of life?
Yeah, I think my role would be, I guess, you know, is to show that it's possible to get over the fear, right? Like I talk about, like, you know, my nutritionist suggested, like, oh, you should eat some Agu duck. And that was the Eskimo ice cream with the berries and the fat. And I was like, oh, do I really want to? I just couldn't get myself to do it. But I think getting outside of your comfort zone when it comes to food, because although some of this food may sound very different to what people maybe across the United States eat, or even here in Sitka, it's amazing food. You know, I think about the seal oil, and, you know, big shout out to Robert Miller for providing the seal fat and the seal meat. But we rendered down and made seal oil, and that was something I haven't had since my childhood. And it was still one of those things that I was like, I remember it being delicious, but do I really want to incorporate it back in? And just getting over that fear. So if I can inspire other people just to try it, go for it, incorporate it into your diet. I don't expect everyone to go 100% in, you know, for 90 days or any extended amount of time. But my hope is that people would be inspired to really eat localized food, especially indigenous food that's from our land.
Well, thank you so much. It was great to speak with you again.
Yeah, well, thank you, Hope. It was great to see you as well. Thank you.
That was KCAW's Hope McKinney speaking with Tlingit artist and filmmaker Mary Goddard.